Hey guys, I'm James.
And I'm Corwin.
And welcome to This Movie's Gay. We are so on point.
He just pointed at me when he wanted me to go.
I did. I thought you meant while I was doing on
Even
point.
Though, like, I can tell when James is about to say this movie's gay, so it's real easy to also do it.
Hey, Corwin.
What?
This movie's gay. There was a tiny bit of a delay.
That's because you were like, I shook my head up and down. He made it very obvious, so I was like, all right, well, now I don't know when he's going to say the fucking
You know, I'm in this world, and the only thing I can ever think is this movie's gay. Oh, you don't have me on pinpointed lockdown, do ya?
Well, that's because I'm tired of doing it. And it's not the intro.
Well, guess what?
This movie's gay?
No, I was going to say, this is now the intro. This entire thing has been welcoming our audience to the podcast.
Yes, like normal.
Hi,
this happens all the time.
Guys,
hello.
How are you today? Let us know at This Movie's Gay.
Corwin is anxious.
Why?
Because a lot of things.
That's good.
Yeah, but part of it is that so when I'm anxious, my insomnia gets bad, and then when my insomnia gets bad, I get more anxious, so it's just this never-ending cycle of just me feeling like shit and not getting any sleep. So it's wonderful right now.
I could hit you over the head.
I mean, that would not promote healthy sleep. That would just not even knock me out. It'd probably just make me mad.
Oh, I'll sing lullabies to you.
Again, just pure anger. Because you're singing it like that, and I'm mad. What are you trying to be?
I don't know lyrics, so I just have to do melody.
So you're literally just going, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you want to know what I'll do is I'll get a MIDI version of it, and I'll sync that up to an auto tune, and then I'll just hum, but then I'll have perfect pitch. That's an idea. Of all the lullabies in the world, all of a sudden I'm singing perfect pitch to you.
All the what?
All the lullabies in the world.
The lullabies, are they funny?
Yeah.
Laughing out lullabies.
Yeah, the lullabies.
All right.
All right, P.
All righty.
That sounds like R.I.P.
R.I.P. in pieces.
Speaking of R.I.P., I hope you rest in peace. And not in a death way. In an actual, please have good, peaceful rest.
Oh my God.
We had to... I'm almost done with my book, my notebook, so it now is...
Too heavy on one side?
Yeah, so it always is sliding off during, for some reason, just this show.
Well, that's because we talk about our notes, and I feel like, you know, the other shows, you're just like, whatever, and throw it to side, right?
No, they're always here.
Okay.
But yesterday, Corwin rescheduled, so then...
I did.
For an illegit reason.
I couldn't sleep, and then I finally fell asleep, and then I woke up at my normal work time, which was like 8 a.m., and then I was like, well, I am still exhausted. I need more sleep. So I turned off my alarm and had my second alarm set at 11. I was like, all right, I'll get up at 11. And then I went to sleep, and then I didn't wake up at 11, and I was like... It's been way too long since I went to sleep. What is happening right now? And I tried to turn on my phone and it was off. My phone was off. And then it was like already past the time to record.
So I've been saying let's record at 2 instead of 1 because normally you're like, oh my God, I woke up late. I'll be late. So I'm like, yeah, but
that was when I had a weird like late. That's when my schedule was like, oh, I'm supposed to be at work at 3 p.m., so, like, I just never got to sleep on time. Now my normal schedule has me at work at, like, a normal working hour.
But now it just seems like the issue is your phone doesn't go off?
My phone was literally dead.
Oh, man.
I thought I'd plugged it in right, but apparently I didn't plug it in all the way. And it was just sitting there dying all night and just... did not last after that initial alarm.
That's just like us.
Because I was
exhausted. You're dying.
Yeah, pretty much.
But because of Corwin rescheduling, I had planned on today being a day off except record a song. So that it's like, oh, that's just 2 hours of work. And then it switched. So then I had to, on top of the work I did yesterday in the morning to get everything done before you got here so I could edit everything, I had to then record the song, and now I am exhausted.
And when I showed up, I was like, James, we don't have to do an episode. Like, my anxiety is crazy. Things with my job are crazy because I work in the entertainment industry, and that is in shambles humble right brag. Now. So, not humble brag. It's literally like there are people in Broadway shows that are like unemployed now because Broadway is shut down.
I was saying you work in the entertainment industry. That's the humble brag.
No, it's not, because I'm still like retail, but it's still like impacting me because places are closing down.
You've heard of retail, but I'm pre-tail. That's right, guys. I'm a Therian.
Oh my God. But anyway, I told James when I got here that, oh, we don't have to record today. I could just be giving you this pastry that I bought you and then going home.
You wouldn't have even wanted to hang out?
You said you were tired, so I'm assuming you're going to nap.
No, I don't nap.
Why wouldn't you nap if you're tired?
I just lay down and listen to podcasts.
Well, then I assume you would lay down and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have time to record anything this week.
That would be fine.
No,
things
it's
are crazy.
Not. This is episode 68. We're so close to 69.
That's the only reason you
And guys, we're watching a straight up porno.
No.
Just penis inside of someone.
We already saw a bunch of penis today.
Yeah, we did. Did I have anything to talk to about before we get into that? Okay, so I was looking about Deku to see if TLA releasing a lot of the movies we watch on Deku are that. So I was like,
that's because a lot of gay movies are that.
Well, it's also because they're owned by the same company.
Yeah.
So that's what I was looking for. But in looking for it, I also saw a Reddit post just titled Deku versus Porn. And it was someone saying like, wow, I just found out about this cool thing called Deku. Clear, but also like, it was clearly someone who was advertising Deku, but also trying to make it so it wasn't advertising Deku, because they were like, and it's only like $9.99 a month, so that's pretty cool, and we should support.
Do we pay that much?
I don't know, you tell me.
Oh God, I haven't checked the bill.
But then they were also saying, it would be really cool if there were, just to make it not a straight up advertisement, it'd be really cool if there were a streaming service that also compiled porn and non-porn movies. Is there anything like that? Let me know in a comment. And one of the first comment is just, fuck off, advertisement bot. And yeah, it was a very clear advertisement.
Cool.
But Mast kind of well of saying, man, is there any porno also I can get? And then people were just saying, like, just go to XTube.
I want some storyline, though. I want a story.
Yeah, there is a story in all pornography, all good pornography. It has the beginning, which is foreplay, and then you get the catalyst, which is we gots to nut. And then the climax is literally the climax, and then
I hated
bathing
that.
In the orgasm is the resolution.
Did you say bathing?
Yeah, bathing in the orgasm, letting it really soak into your skin.
I hate that.
Don't hate people having orgasms.
That's not what I hate. I hate your descriptions.
You heard it here first, guys. Corwin is anti... you've heard of pro-sex feminism. Corwin's just anti-sex always. Oh my God, Corwin.
There's a word for that. There are many words
what,
for that.
What is it?
I mean, it's...
celibacy, but...
celibacy or abstinence or asexual.
No, but this is asexuals. But what I was saying is just, hey... no one have sex.
Yeah, that's abstinence. No thanks.
Guys, don't be abstinence. Be drinking on that absinthe and then start fucking, guys.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If you haven't had sex while blitzed on absinthe, you're not living.
You haven't at all.
That's become one of my favorite things on this podcast. Is me starting to talk about drugs and alcohol, and then you say you have no experience.
You've not done any of those things.
Freon.
You've done Freon.
Kids around town are just huffing Freon, getting it out of any AC unit they can find. That's why I love.
There is some lady somewhere that just suddenly was like, Freon and is going to blame all gay people for Freon. That's what's going to happen.
Because I'm straight, so...
And that's why.
What
She's
will...
She's going to be like, the gays bring Freon to this straight boy.
No, our town going dry is what brought Freon to the teenagers in my town. I need to interview one of
them. That's called the devil's work.
Either my brother or, no, that person's in prison. And then the other two are dead. The people who did Freon in my neighborhood, those four, they would go around. They had a trash bag. They'd fill up the trash bag, then inhale all of the Freon out of the trash bag. It was a clean trash bag.
Oh my God.
But kids are climbing buildings.
You've been talking about Freon for so
It's probably been a minute at most.
I mean, in the history of this podcast, you bring it up so often.
I haven't brought up Freon in probably a year.
It hasn't been a year.
It has, guys. Let us know in a comment below, even though there are no comments. Let us know in an iTunes review for crying out loud.
No.
We haven't gotten one of those in forever.
Let us know on Twitter, like real people, not bots that are advertising things.
Corwin, what did we watch today and give us
a
summary?
We watched Longfellows. The summary is...
No, we didn't. We watched Longhorns.
Longhorns. God, what is Longfellows?
I don't know.
Do I have that written down?
I hope that's... No, because I Googled... It's Longhorns.
I know it's Longhorns. Longfellows is a thing. What the fuck is it?
Yeah, he's from Mr. Deeds. Right?
I don't know.
Longfellow Deeds is the guy's name. $20 says it is, Corwin. And when you see it's Longfellow Deeds, you better have a crisp Abe Lincoln or times four for me.
Longfellow is a place.
Okay. It's also Slenderman. He's a Longfellow.
He is a Longfellow. We watched Longhorns. My bad.
Corwin, can I come right off and say this?
What?
Before we started watching this, we thought this was going to be a bad movie because we watched the trailer and I said, Corwin, maybe the trailer made this look like a bad movie. The trailer made this look like a bad movie. I loved this.
Of course you did.
It was good. It was sweet. It was shot well. The
acting
was flawless.
Since you loved it, you go ahead and...
No. Oh my God. I hate doing the summaries.
All right, well then, Longhorns, there's this guy in college in the South somewhere, and we open on him just having sex with this girl, but then really not paying attention to her and looking at his plants instead. And then we have him meet a gay kid, and he's just like, oh, hey, and they hook up. And then he starts to, you know, have a relationship with him, and then once they show him... like committing in any sense of that word, he freaks out and runs away to his childhood friends. Then a whole bunch of stuff happens. And then he goes back to the guy and is like, I'm sorry, I was a dick for being a dick.
For being a mess.
For being a mess, because I haven't come to terms with being gay or bi or whatever I am. And then they get together and that's it. That's the movie.
And guys... Every single male character in this movie, we
see their dick.
Just not a silhouette, not
just
in
straight
shadows.
Straight up their dick.
Focused
their dick.
On their penis.
And it wasn't a close-up. It's like a whole body. So we see their whole body.
Yes. So we also know it's them. It's not a double.
Not a double. We see the whole thing.
It's not like that movie called like Unbirthed or something like that, that Alison Brie was in, that it says you see her boobs, but it's a close-up of just her boobs, which means like, oh, she had a boob double, guys. But you get to see them in Glow and other movie that she just put out where you see her completely naked. So guys,
so why do you think it was a body double?
Oh, that happens a lot. If you see a close-up of boobs or like of genitalia, it's usually because they can cut in like, hey, this is another person because the actress or actor doesn't want to be nude. So it's a double.
Okay, but it still could have been real.
I believe it's a double, guys.
I don't know.
Hey guys, this is James. I don't want anyone messaging me about this, but I'm about to talk about the Christy Carlson Romano scene in Mirrors 2 and her having a boob double. I am actually just misinterpreting the scene where she pulls off her head and how that looks weird and it looked like there was CGI. Well, of course there was CGI during that part. She pulls off her head. Of course it's CGI. So please, I re-looked at the stuff. She did not have a boob double in that. She has breasts aplenty and looking amazing. Guys, check out Mirrors 2 and Frank screaming right now. Back to the show. I think also Christy Carlson Romano in Mirrors 2, I think, had a boob double.
Wasn't that a scary movie?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Also, the Alison Brie one was too. And I think her, because she's like birthing the Antichrist, she's like, my nipples are so tender, and like it zooms in and like they squeeze out acid, I think.
Gross.
But there's a pretty hot sex scene in there. If you're into like pregnant women,
oh my
watch
God.
This movie.
James. Jesus Christ.
The pregnant figure is beautiful.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He hates sex and hates pregnant women.
I hate being off topic. This movie had the most penis out of any other movie we've seen, I think.
Every single male character, we saw it.
James was counting.
Yeah, we had five.
Five dicks.
And five male characters.
Five male characters.
This movie was great, guys. Please watch it. It's on Deku. You can watch it.
I think it's also, it used to be on Netflix. It might still be on Amazon Prime.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. If you but have not, Deku.
Not Deku. It might be on Amazon Prime as well.
I don't know, guys. We watched the Deku cut. That's the cut you should watch.
I'm pretty sure the Netflix cut also had dicks.
Yeah. I was just joking. Like my
it's
joke of
the same.
When, oh, we watched Godzilla on DVD through a Blu-ray player. That is how the director originally intended
to
be watched.
James.
All right, so let's get into notes, guys. The guy that Kevin falls in love with, which looked like Alex Strangelove.
Kevin is our main character that looks like the guy from Alex Strangelove.
And he had, if you try to draw, especially like anime-style eyebrows, this guy has them. He has fantastic eyebrow structure. But they're talking about the guy he falls in love with and how he got kicked out of a frat because he was fooling around with dudes and they pumped a gallon of semen out of him. I know that's an urban legend that like Keith Richards, I think, but you could just say it about every rock and roller that they had a gallon of semen pumped out of them. If you have a gallon of anything in your stomach, it should probably be getting pumped because you can't drink a gallon of something.
The way you're saying that just sounds weird.
What? You can't drink a gallon?
Yeah.
That's my Michigan accent coming out, guys. It's only with A's.
I just kept hearing it, and I was like, what is happening to James?
I'm going full-on Michigan.
Who has taken over James right now?
His terrible Michigan side.
Why?
I'm pretty much the same person as I was in Michigan. I haven't changed much.
Ew.
I'm happier, though.
Ah.
That's, hey, guys.
Good
when
job.
You leave Michigan, you become happier.
You heard it here, folks.
This movie sounds like an 80s movie. They were trying to like make this an 80s feel to it. Which
they kept doing the little smoke ring in the top right of the screen that happens when they move over the films from in like a movie theater to give it that feel.
Which is, it's crazy that teens were doing that. Being projectionists, hey, I work at the movie theater. Back in the 80s, it just seems so hard to do and it has to be precise.
I don't know. I've never done it. So
because
I
then
would
it wouldn't
not,
be synced up.
I, no idea. I'm sure there were some ways to make sure that it was synced.
I think it's crazy, guys. If you are a teenage projectionist, let us know in an iTunes review.
Jesus Christ. Do you even check those?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I haven't lately because there haven't been any.
you said that like I was accusing you of something. Like, do you even check those? Yeah, I do. I do. I swear.
I do. It's my job. One of them calls themselves a good old boy, which back then, even in 2011.
That was I don't remember his fucking name.
The dude in college.
It was the dude in college. I only remember Kevin's name in college. There was Kevin, Steve, and Danny. Those were childhood friends. And then Cesar, who was the love interest. And then Marsha, the girl.
Jason, I think, is his name.
Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I only remember that because when Cesar says, oh, I forgot to, or maybe Justin, it's one of those two.
Something.
But
one name I didn't remember.
It's weird how good old boy is now like a bad thing.
I mean, a lot of people say they're a good old boy to say like they are, how do I say this and not be terrible? I don't know. They use good old boy as an excuse to say that things that they don't agree with are morally wrong or corrupt.
Yeah, but now it's like an alt-right group, right? The good old boys are like
that's what colloquially people refer to people, yes.
I think there's like a Reddit group or whatever.
Oh,
the fuck.
I have no idea.
And that it's
whenever I hear
group.
Good old boy, I'm just thinking of like the South because
yeah.
That's how people refer to like the Southern straight white man that goes to church and believes in God and has a family and good old family values, that sort of thing.
But there's this song by Lil White, who's this hardcore underground rapper, and it called Good Old Boy. And he's like, he uses that term, and it's like, he can't sing that song anymore.
Why?
Because of the, Corwin, how have you not heard of this?
Because I'm from the South. So like, anytime I hear terms like that, I'm like, oh, I hear about people in the South. I'm not thinking of fucking Republicans, though a lot of them are in the South.
Hold on. I'm looking this up.
Jesus.
Oh, wait, need to bleep that out. I was just said my passcode.
His passcode is
yeah, that's getting bleeped as well. Please stop. I could have sworn. What am I thinking of the alt-right?
I have no idea.
Oh, Proud Boys. Never mind. This entire bit does
Jesus.
Not make sense. Jeez, man. Fuck me. Do I edit all of this out? No, because it's funny that I was very wrong.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I could, but you've heard of the Proud Boys, right?
Not really.
Okay, I've heard of the Proud Family, but the Proud Boy? No. Corwin's so upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, James.
Then we get Cesar and Kevin as our main guy. Kevin's naked and Cesar has his robe and starts pulling it away and he's like, oh, don't keep away with that. And then they start like, he gets on top and they kind of like start tickle fighting. And then you said dudes being dudes as I was writing down. This is what my friend DK and I did, which Corwin on this podcast, after I said, my friend Dakota and I used to like do tickle fights. Corwin said,
that's gay.
He said,
I have no idea what I said.
You
but
said,
I'm assuming he said that's gay.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah. Amazing.
And I would tickle each other
and
just and
now you
laugh
see why.
So hard.
Now you see why. I'm assuming you were naked at the time.
No, we weren't. We were clothed as the day is bright.
I mean, some days aren't bright.
No, this day, it's pretty bright outside. It'd hurt my eyes if I left the house.
You didn't leave the house.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Because it hurts my eyes. Doink. That's why I take walks at night. I used to have transitions and
oh
now
my
I don't.
God.
I had transitions so long that my glasses just turned yellow.
James is going to be a local cryptid one day.
I hope so.
James is a local cryptid. You heard it here, folks. Though he's wearing yellow pants today and I'm very confused. And when I walked in, he didn't say a word. And then I said, barefoot, what's wrong with you? Because he walked out barefoot and then he didn't say anything.
Because it's
then
warm
I said,
outside, isn't it?
And then I was like, yellow?
I thought you were saying
and
hello.
He said, hello, hello. Like no. Very quietly, just hello, hello.
I'm
like,
exhausted.
Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with you, James?
I thought you said yellow.
No.
Because you're from down south. Corwin's a proud old boy.
No, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Stick it to the Proud Boys. What? I'm almost done with notes, guys. We're rearing.
I have no notes. Oh. I ate a sandwich and just sat there and watched the movie. And then I was like, all right, I'll write down a few things.
I was going to talk about this. This was a before we got into the movie thing. Nicole gets a call from her mom, and I can hear, because it's a phone, you can hear through the earpiece.
That's how phones work, James.
And she goes, oh, hey, I'm sorry to throw you. You know how we were, Brian and I were going to come to the city later. I'm sorry to just like throw off plans. And Nicole's like, you didn't like set a date. There aren't plans to throw off. What's up? And she goes, well, your grandmother and your sister and I, we want to go to Chicago. Is it fine if we go next week? Like this up, like you are hearing this Monday, they will be here Tuesday. And it just threw a wrench in everything. I'm not going to have a day off until maybe Friday.
That sucks.
No, because then I'll have to, because we're probably going to record on Friday.
I have no idea when I'll record.
And then?
Literally, my schedule, because I work for a theater that does live events, my schedule is up in the air right now. I have no idea what my job is.
You want to come over Monday and be on Mostly Speak and Sentai?
Jesus, you asked that. Right now, I think I'm working Monday.
You don't know. It's up in the air.
That's why I don't know. I can't commit to anything right now. I can't commit to paying rent right now.
This is exactly what your mom told me. Just you can't make commitment. I'm kidding. I've never talked to your mom.
Never talked to my mom. My mother would not say that about me. My mother would say a lot of things about me. That would not be one of them.
She'd say, oh, he's such a sweet boy.
She would not say I was a sweet boy.
Nicole always brings up that. I think Nicole called me weird, and then my mom had to say, James isn't weird, he's unique. And then, of course, Nicole has made fun of me for that forever.
My mom, when I was in college, my mom started going back to school to be a nurse. And when she was in school, she said she had this professor that was like everyone had a hard time with him because the way he talked and the way he like taught class and stuff, it seemed to go over everybody's head. He was very intellectual, but didn't notice that other people were like, that he was like talking over other people in the sense that they weren't understanding and comprehending what he was saying. And a couple of other things, that's mainly what I remembered, but she was describing this professor and then she goes, but I had no problem with him because he just reminded me of you. And I was like, thanks, mom.
Oh, that's...
I'm in a career to perform and entertain and like be empathetic and everything like that. And then she's like, you're not. I'm like, amazing. I love it.
Well, yeah, you know when you don't take your work home with you? So like that empathy and all of that you learn, you keep that at work when you're home. Not at all. I thought you knew where I was going with that. So I was like, okay, I need to go another step.
No, I got it. It just killed me. Corwin, I actually say that so often when people are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't have emotions. I have that on stage. I don't have enough for off stage.
Yeah.
Don't have enough. I give them to the people.
Yeah, but not your friends and family.
Not my friends and family. Bye, James. You're not my friend. We discussed this last week.
Your co-host's friends and family.
Yeah, but James, I am going to call James out for a second because James posted in our group chat a little picture of an upcoming project that he was doing. And on this thing, it said, no co-hosts allowed.
It's right there.
And then I said, rude. And he was like, well, you guys are rude by saying mean things to me about this project. And I was like, I've never said anything mean to you about this ever.
I actually remember the episode where we were talking about it. You
what?
Asked me, you said, James, well, what's the subject of this podcast that you're doing by yourself and why everyone's mean? And then it gets bleeped out and then you start laughing and you're like, yeah, that's why no one wants to do it. So, yes, you have been rude. Don't act like the only people who have not been rude are Joe. And that's just because he hasn't said anything. So one might call that rude. And Rudy, opposed to how his name sounds, has just been mild about this subject.
I don't believe it.
Which, hey guys, if you listen to Mostly Speaking Sentai this week, we will be announcing the details project. Of, yes, the project, but also our Patreon and when that's going to go live.
But also, I may have laughed, but I didn't say that you shouldn't do the project. I said okay. I would never do it.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying no co-hosts allowed.
But it was rude.
Yeah.
Very rude.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Trying to come after me.
I will.
And that's why no co-hosts
and then
allowed. You need to listen to the episode because I go, it is the pettiest thing I have ever
James
done.
James is very petty. And this is why I was like, what? Excuse me. Because every other time that you've talked about this project to me, I've listened very intently and I've been very supportive.
It's fun, guys. I'm so excited for it. I'm recording it in the walk-in closet, which I'm calling the insert name clubhouse. And it's fun.
And he says no co-hosts allowed.
Did you see the picture that I sent? Did I send the picture of me recording it?
I don't know.
I literally, you've seen the walk-in closet.
Yes.
You, because of the hum we have in the apartment.
It's the one that I recorded stuff in.
Yeah. But yeah. Because of the hum that we get with the microphones, I have to do it the other way. So I have to like bury the microphone into the clothes that are hanging up. And I have to sit that way instead of the long way. It's very uncomfortable. It's going to get very hot in
you
the summertime.
You didn't even give me a chair when I recorded in there. I didn't want one. But
oh, yeah.
You know.
I don't give myself a chair except when I'm in there for an hour and such.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, I recorded in there. It was an hour and 40 minutes, and I got it down to an hour 20.
Oh, my God. Well, this isn't an hour and 20, but I have almost no notes, so there's nothing really to talk about for it. The movie itself was, like, for me, it wasn't one of those movies that stuck out. It wasn't one of those movies I was interested in. I'm happy that it exists because it's queer. But when I watched clips of this, I watched part of it on Netflix and I just didn't, it's like, this isn't doing it for me.
I thought it was great. The acting was very well done and I cared for the characters. It was also funny. It starts out seemingly like, oh, this is going to be super absurd and kind of joke a minute type deal. But then it becomes very serious and sincere, but also filled with jokey stuff. One of my favorite parts is him saying, Kevin saying, Cesar, you tricked me into all of this, into like having sex. But then it's like he really tricked you into kissing him, then fucking him, then being unconditionally in love with him.
The thing about that is, so Kevin asked Cesar to get naked so that he could do a nude drawing. And then he got up and was like explaining, oh, it's nude because of the lines. You can't see the V from the groin and like all that stuff. And then we see Cesar kiss him and Cesar's like, and he's like, oh, I'm not that way. And he's like, well, you just put your hand somewhere. So basically Kevin grabbed his dick and then got kissed and was like, nah, man. And that happens later too, when Steve is like, oh yeah, go ahead and give me another blowjob. And then Kevin's like, Kevin kisses him. And Steve's like, oh, no, 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 I am not that way. So Steve's character, I enjoyed for the most part, just because he's like, I don't care. I'm always naked. I am very sexual. I don't care if it's a guy or a girl or anything like that, but don't kiss me.
Yeah, because then that's romantic.
It's not homo if you just get a blowjob.
Yeah.
According to Steve.
If it's just base needs, that's just you releasing. But then if it's emotional, that's when love comes into play.
Steve doesn't want to be emotional. He just wants sex.
Yeah.
He's always naked. Danny just wants food. And that's who I support.
Me too.
Danny was like, there's no food here. What about the food? I'm like, yeah, that's me. That I am all about that food.
So they go to the cabin and it takes two to Toku. You're going to love this movie because they're all about that cab life. One of the first things, and anyone, and I'm pretty sure they'll support me on this, that first day that you're there, you're like, let's go shopping. We got to get food. We're going to plan the week out.
What do you mean go shopping once you get there? You go shopping before and bring it up in coolers.
Some of this stuff. But if you're like, oh, the like you can only carry so much. So if you're going to be there for a week, you're like, oh, there's other stuff we might need. Going shopping, grocery shopping, if you will, at the cabin is fun.
My family's never done that. We bring the food with us. We're like, this is what we got. This is all of it. And well, then we'll go fishing.
Some stuff, I don't know, like milk.
Milk will last for a week.
Yeah, but what
you
I'm
stick it in the cooler.
Yeah, but if you have other things in the you cooler.
You got milk, you got some meats, you got some hot dogs.
Watermelon.
Watermelon doesn't need to go in a cooler.
Oh my God. But it's flopping around everywhere. You got a baby seat to put that in?
No, you just put it beside the cooler. You put it beside the cooler. You maybe wrap it up in a towel if you don't want it to fly everywhere.
Guys,
it won't
let
go
us
anywhere.
Know. If you're going to a cabin or
learn
going
to pack your car.
Or if you're going what's it called?
Camping?
Yes, camping. What do you do? Corwin, you know me now.
I know.
Let us know what you pack and what you're like, oh, I'm not going to pack that. I'll just get that there. Or, oh, beer. That's a big thing.
You bet I'm bringing beer in the cooler.
Because you drink all of it and then you're like, oh, I need more beer. I'm talking about like a 2 week cabin stay.
I don't know. Every time I've been in a cabin, it's been in the middle of nowhere. Like,
okay.
like nothing for miles. And we're like, can we go to the store? No, I don't want to.
It's fun, guys. That's one of my favorite parts of Nicole's cabin. I've never been to my dad and stepmom's cabin.
Y'all just own cabins?
My dad and stepmom do. When the housing market crashed, they were like, oh, this is insanely cheap. Let's scoop this up. And then the same with Nicole's parents.
Amazing.
There were like three small, like very small cabins together, and them and two other families went in on all of these cabins.
See, my family is always like, oh, someone else's family has gone in on a cabin and we know that family. Well, we're going to that cabin.
Okay.
Family of a family.
Except there's spiders.
And that's
there.
Why we bring all the food, because we're like, we're getting to that cabin. We're staying at the cabin. We're not moving.
Man. I'm so hungry now. Have you been to a shopping place?
I brought you food.
Did you go shopping last night?
No, I stayed indoors. I told you, I was not in a great place to leave.
Because Nicole said it was apocalyptic.
Yeah, I believe it.
People buying up all the foods and canned stuff.
Well, that's because everyone is either self-quarantining or working from home, and you got to have supplies.
I'm doing neither.
Everyone's buying a bunch of shit.
I'm still acting as if nothing's going wrong.
You normally stay at home anyway.
Yeah, and I go to the grocery store like every other day. I'm like a France man. That's what they do in France.
Yeah, but your grocery store, you're going to the Family Dollar.
No, I go to Mariano.
Oh.
I don't go to
new.
Family Dollar. No, I've told you. I can't go to Family Dollar.
Because it makes you sick.
Yes. So I have to go to Mariano's.
Pay those Mariano's prices.
It's fine.
Actually, the fresh veggies are actually very reasonable there.
Oh, man, I can't do that anymore. I don't have the money for that.
They're cheap.
Yeah. What I do, especially now because this is what I learned. I used to get Mrs. Grass's soup, but like the off-brand kind because of my ulcer. I can't eat a lot. I just learned out what kind of noodles were in there, bought those in bulk, and then vegetable stock to boil them in. Bada bing, bada boom, I got my grass's soup.
So wait, the soup that you're eating.
Yes.
Is vegetable stock.
Yeah.
And noodles?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, why aren't you making your own vegetable stock?
Because it's easier.
But the containers of vegetable stock are inevitably going to be more expensive than making your own.
It is also chicken stock. I apologize.
Well, that's not vegetarian.
I don't care, guys. I can't afford tofu.
Oh my God.
Also, okay. I heard that chicken stock, it's just their sweat. So like, think of this way. If you're exercising, I'm not going to say that's inhumane. Chickens is just sweating.
It's not. It's
they are
not
so
at all.
Fucking swole, guys. If you see these chickens
Jesus
making
Christ.
The stock, they are unbelievable. I'd be afraid to get in a dark alleyway with these guys.
James.
They're also, I think, hopped up on some steroids. So, or no, I'm getting the organic stuff. So these ones aren't. These guys are all natural. But
you're getting organic?
Yeah. So
that is made with real chicken, James. That's not chicken sweating.
So
that's disgusting, first of all. Second of all, it's actually cooking chicken bones.
I'm just saying, get the organic stuff because you might get some of that steroids inside of you. And those are the angry ones. That's,
oh my God.
That's what PETA should be going after. This organic chicken sweat is fine. Chickas is going to sweat. And they're out
wrong.
In the open. Granted, they're on a treadmill, but it's good.
Do and chickens even sweat?
They got buckets around them.
I don't think chickens
them.
Even sweat.
They wring out the feathers.
That is not what happens, James.
That's chicken stock for you guys.
James, you need to make your own veggie stock.
I don't have time for that.
You just throw it on in the morning and then leave it.
I was buying green peppers that were frozen green peppers. And I got a batch that tasted really earthy. It was the first of a batch of like four that I bought for $1 a piece. And I had been putting them in my tofu scrambles. And it tasted so earthy and it gave me food poisoning, I think. Just the, I was like, oh, I had to throw them out because they were so earthy. Once my mom ate some coleslaw and she described it as that. So I just have sometimes used that description.
Did it taste like dirt?
Yeah.
That's earthy.
Yeah.
Does it taste like mushrooms?
That's earthy.
It's earthy.
Does it taste like gasoline? That's earthy.
No.
Earth, I mean, gas comes from the earth.
Everything comes from the earth, James.
Not bleach, I read.
Where does bleach come from?
It's inorganic.
Made from?
Science.
Made from?
People.
Made from?
Stardust. That's not earth. That's the sun.
I cannot stand you.
You ever play Star Ocean? That's
five
all
dicks.
About that.
We saw five whole dicks.
Five. Oh man. Only if they were erect.
Steve and Kevin were masturbating together and Danny was like, why do you guys always do this? And like, not tell me, do it behind my back, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, well, it's because you don't like this kind of thing. And he's like, well, how do you know? And they're like, it's because you're repressed, Danny.
Yeah, the blowjob scene was fantastic. The guy who played Steve has a
always naked.
And has
just
a great O-face.
So naked all the time.
Because you can see like his buck or like his two front teeth when he does it. It's funny.
James was real staring at his mouth.
Hey, it's that face acting. Sarah Michelle Gellar type stuff. That's it.
Those were all my notes as well.
Would you recommend?
I would recommend if you want to watch a little movie and see some dicks. See some dicks.
But little movie, big dicks. That's how I'm going to describe this movie to other people.
Little movie, big dicks.
Yeah.
All right.
When I see my dad next, I'm going to say, if he asks me what I've seen lately, I'm going to say, oh, Longhorns. It's this little movie, big dicks. You are going to love it, Papa.
Papa. But yeah. That's it. That's all I got. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep.
I'm sorry that we were just so zero energy today, guys.
Oh, my God. So rude. James is so rude.
What? No. I'm afraid people are going to say that, even though, like, clearly I haven't been zero energy.
He's like, oh, Corwin's not allowed for this secret project because he's been rude to me. When I've been nothing but supportive.
He hasn't.
So supportive. Every time James has excitedly said things to me, and most of the time when people do that and I don't care about it, I'm just like, okay. And then James has been telling me, and I'm like, oh, cool. That's coming along well.
That's patronizing. That's how you're doing it.
James.
Doesn't this look like
James
a floppy dung?
James is making mountains out of molehills. Molehills?
Okay, think of this.
Molehills?
You're making Monty Mountains out of Monty Molehills. Monty the Mole from Mario? But guys, please tune
James
in to,
like,
Mostly Speaking
doesn't
Sentai.
Doesn't this look like a floppy dick? And it's his headphone, like, cord. And then he just immediately starts masturbating with it.
No, I'm not. I'm just flopping it around. I wasn't like this. This is how people jack off, isn't it? You guys don't know what motion I was doing.
He was doing the motion the whole time.
Guys, please listen to Mostly Speaking Sentai this week for information on the Patreon stuff. Will we do this movie's gay question mark? Possibly.
Anyway, yeah, support things. Thanks.
It's only going to be five. I'll let you in a little bit right now. $5 a month gets you four podcasts that you can only hear on Patreon.
Amazing.
That's just a little tidbit. We'll be going into more detail Thursday, Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Do you recommend this movie? You absolutely do, because you loved it. You loved it so much, mostly because it was shorter than all the other movies.
It felt long.
It did feel long.
Like I said, little movie, long dicks.
Little movie, big dicks.
I know.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that at This Movie's Gay, and me at Core Winning, my theater company that I'm involved in at Sawbox Theater Collective. I don't think it's all of that, but Sawbox Theater Collective info's in the description. Also, if you know any local artists and stuff, now is a tough time for a lot of people due to the global thing happening right
now. Pandemic.
Exactly. So if you have the means, please support people that are unable to support themselves in this time. Jesus Christ, James.
I'm holding up the floppy dong cord and dropping it like it's a floppy dong. Speaking of that, go to mlmpod.com/donate.
For a floppy dong.
To donate to me so you can support this podcast. I'm not going to... No, Nicole keeps nixing that. I'm like, what if... I said, what if, what Patreon tier would I be able to just say like, hey, you can get like once a month, you get a picture of me naked. And she's like, none.
No one wants to you pay don't, for that. I do you, know. You could have an OnlyFans and people would subscribe, I think.
Thank you so much, Corwin. That boosts my confidence. And I know you're saying that just because it's purely like anyone could have an OnlyFans and at least get three subscribers. There's a niche for my body type somewhere. But it does. It makes me feel confident. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nothing but supportive. You heard it here, folks.
Oh, he re-listened to some episodes, guys.
You can't say anything about the episodes because I haven't been talking about your project on the episodes.
Yes. I had to bleep it out because you said, James, being like super coy of like, I know why people aren't liking this. Please explain what this thing is.
Why would I ask you to do that over the air when you had to bleep it out?
Because you thought I wasn't going to bleep, like you thought I had already announced it. And it's like the subject matter is fine to talk about, but that's the thing I don't want people to know. Because that's what we're talking about, baby. Guys, once you find out, you'll be like, obviously, that's what it is.
Obviously.
But please, until the Patreon is live, which I hope you guys are interested in it. Nicole's doing a lot of stuff for it, and I am too. Go to mlmpod.com/donate. We'll give you a shout out. Go over to mlmpod.com just to find out about my other podcasts, such as What the Hell Mouth, Hit It and Crit It, and Mostly Speaking Sentai. I have a new CD coming out very shortly. I got the recording done. I just have to finalize the mixing, make a beat to remix one of the songs, and it's going live. Also, I need to get permission from the people that I sample stuff on. More info about that later.
If James had a dildo in his hand during the recording of this podcast, he would be playing with it the whole time.
Yeah, it's like a stress ball, you know?
Let me see if I can find a stress dildo for James.
Some pocket vaginas are stress. I have one if you want me to, like, it's squeezy like that. It has a weird texture, though. So the reason why we have that is Nicole... I don't know what show I've talked about this on, but Nicole had friends.
It takes two to toku. I'm not interrupting the story specifically for you this time. You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, also the quick thing about the medieval times. Everyone should know why I hate medieval times. They don't, you have to specifically ask for silverware there. They don't just bring it out to you. It's eating with your hands, and fuck that. I had to eat everything with a goddamn spoon because that's all they had. So, Nicole's friends had just had a baby, and they were having intimacy issues. So at this place called Cirilla's, it's this porn shop in like sex toys and intimacy store in Muskegon next to Egg Roll House. Ooh, baby, I love that place. They had these grab bags, these mystery boxes that had just a bunch of stuff in them. So she bought it. And this Nicole has abandonment issues because of all her friends of saying like, yeah, let's hang out, but we'll only hang out with Nicole when it's convenient for them. So Nicole kept trying to like set up dates to say like, hey, I have Christmas gifts for you. Let's hang out and we'll open gifts and it'll be awesome. Kept blowing Nicole off to the point where it got to like May or June. And Nicole was like, fuck it, James, this is yours now. And I was like, yes. And it had some like porn magazines, all this stuff, but then had a fake vagina in it. And I was like, oh my God, I have always wanted to try one of these, but I was too embarrassed to buy one myself. And guys, if you're into that thing, go grab one. They're fun. I've been James.
I've been Corwin.
And bye. I was going to say, we've been mostly speaking
since bitch sticks.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm really excited to be here. You guys are awesome friends of mine. I feel honored to be asked back.
Now, you hated it last time.
Yes.
You hated doing the show. And
you still do.
And we asked about you maybe coming back, and you went, I don't know how to do your show.
And I actually thought the first episode was pretty funny.
My best friend's dying and there's nothing I can do. Stress, pain, crying, I ain't fucking in the mood. Depressed in silence while I'm cutting up the crude. Cause my best friend's dying and there's nothing I can do. But like woeful spawns of Russian rage, fantasize suicide. A total Sean is such a haze, can't decide who am I. The random plan to slender man grew inside my ruined eyes. Selling scans to welding fans, blew beside my cruel demise. Letters better mailed right, never bust a beat for rent. The weather dealt smites, getting pressure constantly. Clever effort held tight, through leather in a belt strike. Never has it felt like somebody is watching me. Spitting into blitz, severing the spirit, getting with the glitz. Treasuring appearance, I'm a low tone in the midst. Better measuring the fear, and so you don't know what this is, but you never wanna hear it.
I wish more people would, instead of just ignoring us when we ask them to come on the show, make us feel cool. I like the way you do and say, like, I don't know how to do it. It's yeah. So...
Is that not common?
No, usually...
It's not common that people say that. I think it's a common feeling that people, like, either have tried to do it or have listened and go, like, I wouldn't know what to do there.
Or the most common, I think, is don't know what it is, don't want to.
Nothing more to me, cause the struggle's getting bigger. Muddled in my innards when I fuddle with the trigger. Subtle hidden figures when I'm talking hot guys. Give the double middle finger to the parking lot Scots. I'm parking shot slots through this 2-14. This carving not stops when I'm doing morphine. Disregarding top spots, but I'm screwing your queen. I've been parking shot slots since I grew from 14. Memorize my lines, set the catatonic crowds, and I emphasize the primes while I spat demonic vows. Voices breathing on the line, feeling astronomic now. So I'm chiefing on the con, ain't no fatter chronic loud, yeah. Passing the stress, staying centered with the whiskey. Blasting your neck when I'm peppering some hits. Blasting thought lips with a jester so frisky. Well, I'm chatting hot chicks with Esther Provitsky.
Well, I think that it's very brave of you to admit that, you don't know how to do the show and that you don't like doing the show, but mm-hmm. that you do have something to promote. I think so many people pretend now that they do get it and they want to come yes. back, or they say, yes, don't know what it is, don't get it, don't like it.
Well, can I be clear? I like you guys.
Oh,
right.
So that's why I'm here.
And we do so much more than this.
You guys are...
There's so much more to us.
You guys are
than
just...
this show.
This isn't, like, really talking to me.
No, thank you.
Okay. That's very...
We love you.
I'm tiptoeing over here.
No.
I'm terrified.
No, we love you. We're in love
be
with
bold.
You.
Be bold.
And Sam, we haven't done this for a while. I think it would be really nice if you tell us truth. You love her and you're in love with her?
I just want to let you know I love you and I'm in love with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. That really feels nice to hear. Thank
feels
you
more
so
comfortable.
Much.
Now you're very, very comfortable.
Yes.
And you don't have to say it back.